Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Is older stored hay poorer quality than more recently harvested hay? Maybe, but it's not the age that is the question here, but the storage conditions, according to Extension educator Ben Beckman. He says proper storage can help maintain feed quality of hay for an extended period of time.
Is when we start to really dive into the studies that have been done looking at hay quality and looking at impact of storage on hay, it's not the age of the hay, it's the weathering and basically the decomposition of the hay that's really affecting the quality. When we're putting up hay, we are essentially trying to stop the clock on decomposition. Whenever we're putting up a forage, you know, whether that's silage, you know, in that case, we're putting into an anaerobic state and stopping microbes from decomposing. When we do hay, we're drying it out, getting it to a point where the moisture content is so low that microbes are no longer going to be decomposing it like they would if we just let that grass or alfalfa or whatever we have in that bale out in the natural environment and just left it spread out. And so how we have those microbes continued to be stopping, whether we get moisture back onto that bale and they start to decompose again, or whether we have that bale in a totally, you know, dry and isolated condition, really makes a difference when it comes to what the quality of that is versus exactly how long that bale's been there for.
Ben says there are different storage techniques that will help hay remain viable and nutritious for quite some time.
We're trying to get the hay to a dry point so microbes can no longer be decomposing. And so the best and ultimately top storage method when we're looking at ways to store hay is to, you know, put it inside under a roof and keep it from getting any moisture on it at all. And you can see that, you know, if you know anybody that puts up really high quality alfalfa hay, a lot of times, you know, they do have a storage shed and, you know, they're keeping it a fair distance so they can get airflow through that and keep those bales, you know, in humid conditions, dried out still. You know, they're basically regulating the moisture around those hay bales. The type of bale that we have makes a big difference. Our large squares really need to be protected a lot more, say like a round bale would be, because those squares don't have that outer covering, and the way that they're put together, moisture penetrates into them a lot easier than they do in a round bale. And even when we're looking at round bales, the difference between grass hay and alfalfa hay in a round bale is different as well in how that sheds water and keeps precipitation from coming into it. So basically the big thing is how can we keep precipitation or moisture or anything from getting into that bale, whether it's putting it under storage, putting a tarp over it and keeping it dry that way, and then also keeping it up off the ground if we can do that as well, so we don't get moisture wicking up into the bale from the bottom.
One of the biggest spoilers of baled hay is moisture. Ben says bales exposed to weathering will quickly lose quality.
So there's a lot of different things that tend to happen. The first thing that we usually look at is TDN, or our measure of energy. And that really has to do with the soluble carbohydrates that are locked in those plants. And when the animal eats that and it's either going through the gut or the rumen, you know, depending on what sort of animal's eating it, that's where a lot of those energy compounds are getting released from. But that's also what the microbes are using for energy, as well as you know, they're growing and basically decomposing that bale. And so TDN is usually where we see pretty steady drop when we have a bale that's exposed to weathering. So as soon as we get moisture in there, microbes, fungi, those sorts of things start to become active again, and they start to use those soluble carbohydrates as energy sources. And so that energy level in those bales starts to drop.
Stay tuned to future Almanac programs where Ben continues this discussion about hay quality. To read the detailed article about this topic, go to Extension's Beef website at beef.unl.edu or download the entire interview on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.